Welcome to the Dashboard Effect Podcast. I'm Rick Thompson.
I'm Caleb Oakes.
Caleb, before I start, I want to remind everybody to go to our website. We've got a lot of resources there. It's under a heading called Resources. There are old podcast episodes, white papers, blog posts, articles, all kinds of things that might be helpful to you.
Yep. Over 100 podcast episodes.
Yeah. I think this is 102 today. So anyway, over 100. Yeah.
A lot of time wasted on this.
Wasted. All right. So in our last episode, we talked about how do you show ROI or value of a data project. And while we were talking about that, we touched on the idea that you can actually do too much with a data project and actually take away value. So have too many reports. So people are overwhelmed with data and actually not getting more efficient, but getting less efficient. And it made us think of this concept around building reports. And something I felt victim to early in my career when I was building reports of putting everything cool I could think of onto a single page.
Yeah.
Not only using, you know, visualizations that you should never use, like pie charts, gas gauges. Actually, there are some cases where you want to use those, but doing all of them, and especially the cool ones. Remember Sand Dance?
Yeah, Sand Dance. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Such a good demo.
It had
one, like no use case.
It had one use case. So I'd like to talk about that. Why doesn't it make sense to put as much as you can on a page? Give the user all the choices they might want to look at the data.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that last episode and this one are pretty closely tied, right? Like the obvious answer right out of the gates. First I want to talk about like why that happens, right? Obviously, someone like you just wants to put the cool stuff there. But you're also going to get, like, let's say you're a report developer and you build a report and you put it out in the wild, and people are going to have feedback and they're going to have requests and you're going to iterate on that thing. And that's fine. But what can be tempting is to just say yes to a lot of those, right? Say, okay, yeah, no problem. I can do that. Especially if you're good at your job and it's easy for you to do. It's like, why go through the hassle of pushing back on something like that?
Right. It's easy. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just put it in there and make the sales guy
happy
or whatever.
They're going to think you're great. Yeah.
Right. But that's how you get into that mess, right? And you don't really, it's kind of like you don't really realize it until you're there and you're like, geez, this thing's a disaster now. And it's not even very helpful. People don't even like using it. It's like confusing. There's so many different pieces of functionality in here. And the people that requested it don't even look at this anymore.
It's right. Like, you know,
it's not, so that's easy to have happen. Right. Now I forgot what your original question was.
I did too. I got to end your story. Right. But I think I was asking just why don't you want to put everything in there?
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, there's that piece, which is just gets confusing and it actually hurts your UI. And it makes it way more complex to maintain too, you know? So every change or enhancement that you make to a report, it's going to take you longer the next time to do the next one because there's more stuff in there that you have to consider.
Yeah.
Right. And these tools also just put so much stuff into these things, like a lot of really cool features and, good functionality, and you can do a lot with them. And that cuts both ways, right?
Yeah, it definitely does. Is there kind of a rule of thumb about how much you should put on a page? Like if you find yourself with 7 or more visualizations, you've crossed into Frankenstein mode or is it vary a lot?
I think there's some rules of thumb, right? And, you know, when we used to have a standard, I think we still do around, it was like 6 or so visualizations. And typically really kind of 4 quadrants of the screen, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you could have a bunch of visuals, but if it makes sense and it's intuitive and it's simple, I think the simplicity is so important.
Yeah.
For building reports, then you're probably okay, but you just got, you got to like, you know, be aware that you shouldn't just put everything into a single page. Sometimes it makes more sense to take an element out or not put it in the first place and build a separate page more dedicated to that, right? So what you can think about is If you've got a report page and it's reporting on like customer sales or something, and then you want to put in utilization into it, there might be a good reason for that. And maybe it's a small subset of the page, but what will probably happen is you put that in there, then we're going to want more and we're going to want more around that utilization because it's like new. It's something that we haven't seen before. Let's build that out a little bit. And that's kind of how you can get started. But really, if that starts to happen, you should create a utilization page and then pull the relevant sales metrics, if necessary, into the utilization page, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got like a primary purpose for the page, for both pages now, sales and utilization. And then you have the context of the somewhat unrelated, somewhat related topics on both pages.
So that makes perfect sense to me. I was thinking of it, the complexity in terms of how many visualizations and cards and tables you put on a page. That's not really the key thing. The key thing is what's the scope of the report. I mean, yeah, that contributes. You wouldn't want 50 things on there, but it's more about, all right, let's make sure the subject and the goal of this reporting page has a pretty tight scope. Mm-hmm. Let's not do too many things. I mean, I can think of cases. Right. You might have a broad-based dashboard that's covering several areas of the company. You might have one big thing for you. Right. But in most cases, if you're studying something about salesperson productivity, keep it at that. Don't throw in, I don't know. Well, I was going to say customer lifetime value, but that could apply there. But anyway, be careful thinking about what you put in there so that people can use it and attach to it easily. It's easy to spin up another page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be much cleaner for your users anyway. Right. And it all comes back to the whole, you know, you really need to define the value of the report in the first place, right? Yeah. So then that decision then becomes clear, right? You've got your sales rep productivity report, and it's like, okay, here's this thing. And it's like, okay, how does that support improving sales rep productivity? And if it's the answer is not clear, then it doesn't really belong there, right?
Yeah.
So then,
okay,
easy decision.
Good. So that's very clear to me. So you said something earlier that I just want to follow up on. You said, so you have the user, head of sales, comes to you and says, hey, I need you to add these things to my report. And it's really simple to add those. And they say they want it. You're in a hurry. You get a lot to do anyway. How do you not just do the knee-jerk, sure, I'll put your pie chart in the middle of the page?
Yeah, that is a great question. And it's, of course, easier said than done, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think in an ideal world, you would have, and the sales manager would also at least remember why you had that page in the first place. But really, I mean, I guess what I would ask that person is, okay, well, what, like, why, like, what else? I mean, those sound great, right?
Yeah.
That's those sound cool. Why, like, what's that going to do for you? Like, what are you expecting to change?
Yeah.
If we add these things, you know, and hope for a good answer. I mean, you know, from an analyst perspective, sometimes you just get bulldozed and you got to do it.
Right.
Sometimes
is in a hurry and wants it. Okay.
Yeah. But sometimes you're able to have a productive conversation and come to a really good result. And maybe there is a really good reason behind it too. Right. And maybe it does belong there, but if it's not clear, then you got to ask about it.
I think it's important to acknowledge what the user's asking for and try to understand why it would be good. Not in a way to refute it. But if you can look at it and say, oh, I can understand why you'd like that, because then you could see utilization at the same time that you'd see sales productivity and have the person say, yes, you get it. Great. Now ask questions about, okay, so why are you looking at those together? What is that going to achieve for you? What's the goal of that? And it may be through simple questioning where you're on the same side of the table that you realize you can offer them a better solution. Mm-hmm. You know, I think if I gave you a separate page, you'd get to your result better.
Yeah. Well, that's another good point. It made me think about, they may not just understand that it's really easy to spin up another page, right?
Yeah.
It's like, well, you already have this one. I figured it'd be easier just to add it. Like,
right.
Maybe, but maybe not. Maybe it's easier to do another page and they just may not know that, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, kind of explaining some of those options. It's really kind of your role anyways, is to talk about, you know, I think it'd be best if we did it this way. Would that work? And like you said, having that discussion.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's important that you do that, even if you do have the CEO pushing on you. I know executives, I may be guilty of this myself sometimes, who feel like, okay, I know how to design a good report. Let me just whiteboard this thing for you and you go off and build it. And you're actually doing me a favor if you acknowledge, hey, nice whiteboard drawing, but I think there might be a better way to do it. That's helping me. Mm-hmm. And just try to remember that. That's you're not being obstinate.
Yeah.
You're not pushing back just for the sake of form, that because Caleb said not to make it complicated. You're trying to make it easier for me. You're trying to get a better outcome. And your user will understand that once you get through, you know, through that discussion and through that delivery. And you'll get a reputation for that, and it'll get easier then going forward.
Yeah, right. People will start asking for it, relying on
it. Right. Hey, I'm trying to solve this problem. How would you go at that? Exactly. That's what you want.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Okay. Anything to add?
No.
All right. Good time. Talk to you later.
Bye. See you.